Today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He's been with us a number of years before. Dr. Fuhrman, we'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program. Are you there?
Thank you, Peter. Yes.
No. All right. That's wonderful. I know there's a lot that could be said about you in terms of introduction, but just in brief, so our listeners can understand a little bit about who we are listening to, I will share this in terms of introduction. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a board-certified family physician, nutritional researcher, and six times New York Times best-selling author. He serves as the president of the National Research Foundation. Dr. Fuhrman has authored numerous research articles published in medical journals and is on the faculty of Northern Arizona University Health Science Division. His two most recent books are Eat to Live Quick and Easy Cookbook and Fast Food Genocide. Today we're going to be speaking on slow aging to live healthfully to 100 years. I think that is a great place for us to start, Dr. Fuhrman. You know, there's many diets today, and diets promising people good health, slim body weight, and various things like that. But what is so special about this healthy diet to live for 100 years, slow aging, so we can live for 100 years? How can that be possible, Dr. Fuhrman?
Well, that's right. I'm
suggesting
that nutritional science has made incredible advances in the last decade. We now see that the human body can easily live great health, between 95 and 105 years old.
Wow, that sounds great. You mentioned a term, nutritarian diet. Could you explain that a little bit more for us?
Happens. mostly processed foods and animal products, and the amount of colored vegetation is so low that that most Americans are ubiquitously and severely micronutrient deficient. And that results in an unrelenting drive to overeat calories. They become food addicts, calorie-consuming monsters, and not satisfied unless they chronically and chronically overeat and put on more body fat.
Wow, that is awesome. That brings hope because so many people think that they've got diabetes or arthritis. They have to live with it for the rest of their life. And here you're saying that on a nutritarian diet, a very nutritious diet, the body can get enough nutrient to reverse all those disease conditions. Wow, that is amazing. Now, you mentioned that you have a book, Super Immunity. Is this nutritarian diet discussed in this book, Super Immunity? Okay. That is awesome. So you have a retreat in Southern California, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, but exploring the book a little bit more, Super Immunity. So your main focus with this book is to help the reader to understand that it is no longer by choice that you come down with, by chance that you come down with cancer, diabetes, arthritis. There's a diet scientifically that not only can prevent those diseases, but also reverse those diseases.
Right. Right. As the pathology advances,
right.
We're not saying all diseases are reversible, but certainly we do see early stage prostate breast cancer. We do see reversal in those conditions. We routinely see people with type 2 diabetes become non diabetic in a period of months. People that are on high blood pressure medications, I usually don't need them anymore once they're on this program, about 1 or 2 months. And people who are very overweight, they can get the weight loss started, and they can learn how to do this and enjoy it, and continue to lose weight as they move forward at about 2 pounds per week until they reach their ideal weight. So we pretty much see that the 2 pounds a week minimum weight loss is what we strive for if they're not disturbing their overweight.
Okay, that is good. As far as where the immune system is concerned, considering that the book covers immunity, what are the key role that nutrition play with maximizing our nutrition? Okay, so considering that there's a scientific diet that can provide enough nutrient for the body for reversal of conditions, what about some of the fad diets out there today? Their diet that talk about eating all meat, all fats, no carbs, is that producing laying a foundation for some diseases, perhaps?
Yes, and in other words, we have lots of studies that have identified that these high protein diets, and especially the paleo or the keto diet, with people's food consumption and trying to cut out all carbohydrates and eat more animal products, we see those diets lead to a dramatic heightened level of cardiovascular death. For example, the Adventist Health Study 2, in which about 30 to 40% of people are vegetarians of some type, they plotted the amount of animal products consumed into 5 different segments called quintiles, and found that comparing the lowest segment of animal product consumption, the first quintile, to the fifth quintile, to the most, there was a 60% increased risk of cardiovascular death in the fifth quintile. But I'm just mentioning that one study. There are numerous studies that are done.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have a lot of people advocating following the vegan diet, which is also related to
Right. Right. So while there are benefits to be derived from, let's say, the keto or the paleo diet, the long-term effect of these diet may have some negative results.
Exactly. There may be some short-term benefits with regard to glucose control or weight loss. That's what this is really. You don't want to, a lot of ways, unsafe ways you can lose weight, obviously. You can smoke cigarettes to control your weight, too. If you don't want to do that, or that'll increase the risk of death of other causes. It's a dangerous way to lose weight, and it's somewhat upsetting that these diets that are so dangerous have become popular because people are looking for some, you know,
when we look at this book, Super Immunity, what would you say is the three most important point that a person should get when they read this book? What are you trying to tell the reader? Maybe the three most important points you want to bring across in that book, you've brought across in the book. Okay.
They expect that normal immune function, normal health, they should be having a big salad as a main dish with one of their meals, with lettuce, onion, tomato, you know, whatever you can put in there raw, including, you know, something cruciferous, like this little cabbage or a little bit, you know, from the onion family. And then that oil is not the most favorite way to get a fat. It's even better. It's the warmest, not the warmest oil. It's the sesame seed, not the sesame seed oil. It's the pumpkin seed, not the pumpkin oil. We have to get the whole natural seed in the that into a delicious dressing, a bit of fat to put it on top of the salad. None of the same, so that's one thing is that we should be using an assortment of raw vegetables with a nut and seed-based dressing at least once a day. And the second thing is the importance of beans to extend longevity as a major source of protein in the diet. So we make up a vegetable bean soup and chili on the weekend and have that with your lunch, maybe a salad and soup and a piece of fruit. But the second most important thing is the mixed vegetables with the beans and the mushrooms that are cooked in the soups, to include that in the regular diet as well. So those are two basic and important points I want people to incorporate in their food, in the layout of their food menus every week.
Okay. So those are the important points. Eating a raw salad at least once a day, that's important. Leave out the concentrated oils. Eat the oils in the food, you're saying.
Get the fat in the whole food because it's much more protective of stabilization of the heart, which is sudden cardiac death, absorption of phytochemicals, and the exposure of the body to more antioxidants and vitamin E fragments like tocotrienols and tocopherols that are better for your long-term health. And so they're very protective. And we're using that from seeds in place of oil, you know, as a flavoring, as a sauce, as a salad dressing.
Okay. And what was the third? Repeat the third one again for me, the third point.
We're talking about salad and broth. We're also talking about cooked vegetables.
Okay. Okay.
Which we usually make into a soup.
All right.
Chili or a stew. We're making these great recipes and teaching people how to make a bean, you know, a mushroom, and how to make a soup or a stew once a week. So they can make it on the weekend and have to take the same thing to work with them for 3 or 4 days. So in addition to having the raw vegetables, there are certain vegetables that are beneficial cooked as well. And this combination between the raw onion family and the raw greens, the combination of the cooked mushroom and the cooked beans, maximizes
Okay.
That biofilm that covers the villi in the small intestines that now slows the absorption of glucose through the intestinal wall, which lowers the glycemic effect of everything you eat. When you have that mango or that oatmeal, berries in it in the morning, it's lower glycemic because you have the beans, the mushrooms, the greens the day before. In other words, when you're just because of eating those foods regularly. In other words, what you eat helps develop and grow the beneficial bacteria in your gut.
Okay, that's fair. Now, considering that this diet is capable of allowing a person to live for 100 years and beyond, is there some kind of case history, perhaps when we look at the blue zone across the world, is there some similarity that a persons or people group who adapt that kind of diet does live for an extended period of time beyond the average American lifespan?
That's right. That is one of the points making here is that the blue zones, where people generally live on the average about 10 years longer than the average American does. But those diets are kind of haphazardly designed based on what's in that area to eat.
Right. Okay, that's good. So in this book, Super Immunity, it will provide the information so persons can make intelligent decision on a scientific diet. Is it just scientific? Does it taste good? Is it something that will encourage their taste buds? This scientific diet.
Well, that's one of the points I'm making, and as you know, one of my best-selling books is called The Nutritious Cookbook.
Yes, sir. On this diet, it will enable the body to have more nutrient to reverse health conditions. Has that happened? A person following this super immunity diet program, have they seen improved health? That our listeners may be able to say, well, it's not just theory. It has indeed happened.
Published a
That's wonderful. And just in case our listeners want to get a copy of this book, would you help us to understand how they can obtain a copy of the book, Super Immunity, and then we're going to talk about your retreat that you have established in Southern California for a few minutes. Okay.
I think from the bottom of my website, there's signs on Amazon. There's probably not signs, but in any case, where the books are available, when my books are available, people can search for them. Or they can just go to rapidfunnel.com and get the books that I have available.
Also, you mentioned they can read some of the testimonials on your website, drferman.com. It was said by someone that passed, I think it's Hippocrates, let your food be your medicine and medicine be your food. As a medical doctor, is it safe to say it seems like you use more food as medicine than medicine in terms of the drug in business? Let's talk about your retreat in Southern California. I do imagine that should a person not be able to do the program, nutrition program at home, at least to start off, they want some extra encouragement, they can go to the retreat. Tell us about that. That's right.
Abstinence is the most effective way to remove an addiction. You know, wait for your cigarettes, wait for the junk food, and you show and you can retrain the taste buds, get the right kind of help. It just increases the person's ability to go and really do this for the rest of their life.
Wow, that is awesome. So even for individuals with or without health conditions, it is a welcome place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long would the persons stay there to get the result, at least the minimum result? Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. And information on this can be obtained from your website as well. Would you give that information out once again, Dr. Furman? And again, Super Immunity is just one of several books, perhaps about 10 books, that Dr. Furman has written. And they're all great books. I've read a few of them. And so listeners can obtain a copy of the Super Immunity directly or in any bookstore, even Amazon platform. Well, Dr. Furman, it's been a great blessing to have you take this time out of your busy schedule. And in the last 30 seconds, just speak to our listeners, summing up all that we have talked about. Just speak directly to our listeners in 30 seconds. Thank you very much, Dr. Furman. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. We will be having Dr. Furman back on. Stay tuned. Join us next week at the same time as we continue to talk about health. Thanks again, Dr. Furman, for joining us.
My pleasure. Best to you, of course.